Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 26th of April, recording at 9:31 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Is as far as the Asian stock markets are concerned, mostly a bit weaker. China's fallen back in the last couple of days here on concern over inflation and the potential for further monetary tightening. Now, the European stock markets, in contrast, had a pretty solid day. And the UK is back to 6,069. That's up 0.85%. Stockholm had the best gain, I think. It's up 108%. And in the Americas, not a bad performance overall, particularly by Wall Street, which was up just under 1%, or 0.9%, for the Dow and the S&P, a little bit less for the NASDAQ. Now, against this background of rallying stock markets in Europe and also the USA, we also had bond prices higher again. That's interesting. The big story, well, now let me get onto the US dollar here. That weakened a little further here today. The dollar index is down to 73.80. The euro is up to 146.36 against the greenback. Sterling down a little, actually, at 164.77. The Australian dollar, people keep talking it down, but here it is, 107.76. Impressive. Now, the big story, really, and it started yesterday when silver got to within blinking distance of $50 and then fell back to close down on the day, and it's fallen another $2 here today, and it's currently at $45.13 in after-hours trading. Platinum fell back, 1804, 750 for palladium, and gold's down, but well off the lows. It's at 503, had been $10 lower. Elsewhere, most of the industrial metals were a bit lower, but I can see copper was an exception here, currently at 434 for the U.S. The U.S. contract. And among the agricultural commodities, a bit mixed. Wheat down a little bit, also soybeans and rough rice. Corn, which has been the steadiest overall, is actually up a little bit. And lean hogs and live cattle weakened a little bit. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, that firm Asian sector I mentioned has weakened just a little bit. Nothing that I would regard as serious in there, but the pullback in the A shares in China, that just suggests to me that we're going to get more sideways ranging in this base extension, and I've really looked on that as a second half of the year probable upside move, and I'll stay with that view. But it does depend on really China getting inflation sufficiently under control so that investors are willing to push that stock market higher, or that the Damoclean sword of, you know, further monetary tightening is not worrying investors too much. Will they be able to do that? Well, that depends really a lot on what actually happens to the commodity markets in here right now. And we are, of course, in a secular bull market in commodities, but they are also quite overextended in a number of instances. So more on that in a moment. But it's a good showing overall by the European stock markets and also by Wall Street. Now, the overall liquidity background remains favorable in both Europe and North America. And again, we can understand why stock markets remain generally firm when it wasn't, go back a year and a half ago, and people were very fearful about a slide into a Japanese-style deflation. And instead, we've seen some recovery, both by the U.S. economy and also some recovery led by the biggest economy by far in Europe, Germany, of course. Now, oil prices, I've described them as a game changer on so many occasions here, and they're still a little too firm for my comfort. We've got NYMEX crude, that's the WTI. Currently, it's down a little bit at 111.84, and we've got the Brent, and that's the more important of the two these days, and that's really up around 124. So that's a stiff headwind in terms of GDP growth. And so trade-offs here, we are going to see, or we are seeing, somewhat slower growth. It's not yet evident in the data that's being released. For instance, U.S. corporate profits, which are being reported, are doing very well, but we're seeing really first quarter profits. As we get into second quarter profits and third quarter profits, I think they're not going to be showing the same sort of gains overall. Do we have a recipe for a resurgent move to the upside? I think at some point this year. But I wouldn't be, I would really penciled in the second half of the year for that, for most of that. And I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a bit more ranging here overall. And what about these long-dated government bond markets? Well, most of them are range-bound, but bond prices, not least those of the USA, have moved to the higher side of their current ranges, which have persisted for several months now. They're getting a little overbought, so I will be surprised if we don't see something of a pullback in the or pullback towards the middle to lower side of the ranges within the next few weeks. In terms of currencies, the dollar really is a bit of a concern here. It's certainly not in free fall, but it is drifting away to the downside slowly. And I'll be very interested to see how the market assesses Bernanke's comments today and also his press conference afterwards. And I think that what the most positive comment we had regarding the US dollar came from Trichet, of course, the governor of the ECB, European Central Bank, who said those famous words that we remember from an earlier US administration, saying that a strong dollar was, strong US dollar was in America's interests or in the USA's interests. Well, I don't think it's in the US interests to see the dollar weaken any further from here, but you know how it is in these Forex markets or in many other markets as well. Once you get a trend in motion, particularly in, I think, in Forex markets, it does tend to become self-feeding for a while. And bottom line here is that the US dollar needs a sharp upward dynamic to break this current steady erosion that we are seeing. Okay, overall, it's not a prime money-making opportunity in stock markets, but it's Not a time, I think, when we, it's not a time when one really needs to flee because of a big downside risk overall. I expect more choppy activity, but stock markets to be higher at the end of the year. What about the precious metals? This big move on silver. Well, you might remember my comments in both comment of the day and also on the audio on Thursday, the last day in which we had a recording and a comment of the day, and most markets were closed on Friday. But silver was accelerating upwards, and I said that's climactic, and we could see a top at any day, and certainly within a couple of weeks. And the high actually came yesterday on that move to nearly 50 in the pullback. When you look at the charts on this, and I have reviewed the precious metals and comment of the day, when you look at those charts, it really does look as if silver has seen a peak. Well, I'll put it this way, it's a peak of at least short-term significance, but I would be surprised if it wasn't of medium-term significance. Now, among the precious metals, platinum has continued to underperform, as has palladium recently, whereas palladium was the star performer last year and right up into the beginning of this year before it ran out of steam and has been involved in a lengthy mean reversion process. Well, silver took up the running, and at some stage, and possibly right now, silver does face at least a partial mean reversion. So I wouldn't be surprised if silver didn't range sideways somewhat lower. I think it could easily come back to the $40 level, for instance, again, in what I would regard as a healthy process, just of mean reversion towards its MA. That window, in terms of the favorable seasonal factors for precious metals, mean that really normally ends around this time of year, and usually a little bit, often a little bit earlier. And then we see a period of underperformance, often leading to lows in late July or in August. And then with the market beginning to, precious metal markets beginning to pick up again in September and getting a good run towards year end. That's been pretty much the pattern over the last decade in this secular bull market. And you might remember me talking previously and also illustrating in my various PowerPoint presentations this odd year phenomenon in that gold has, which has had a remarkably consistent chart over the last decade, but it gets its best moves, or at least it has in the past, on the odd years, of which, of course, 2011 is an odd numbered year. And each odd numbered year, you can go right back and see that on the charts. Look at the weekly charts over 10 years, and it gets a strong run commencing in September. Will it happen again this year? Well, I don't know, is the honest answer. But if we get a sort of an orderly consolidation of recent gains over the next few months, it would set up the potential for that sort of move. Now, while I've described silver's move as climactic, and it certainly is, there's no way anybody can look at that price action and not regard it as climactic. I don't think that's the end of the super cycle bull market for silver. Not at all. But I think it's the end of this recent short to medium term move to the upside. And I maintain that this super cycle for precious metals, in which they've been really dominant more often than not, that it has several years to run. So commodity price inflation is still a problem here. The precious metals I don't regard as a problem in economic terms, but we also have strong grain and bean prices. We had record high, at least in nominal terms, meat prices, although they've rolled over a little bit. I shorted some lean hogs and live cattle in here today, looking for a further pullback. And I think there's a good chance that silver's temporary peak, I think it's a medium-term peak, that silver has been the focal point of attention for so many speculators in recent weeks that the sentiment could easily spill over not just to other precious metals but to other commodities. That would be a good thing if it leads to a general pause in the overall upward trend that we have seen for commodities. And on that note, I'll bid you adieu. Look forward to tomorrow's market action. All the best.